This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Killen, or Keelan, as her parents like. They don't like it when I say Killen because it sounds like I'm mispronouncing her. It's spelled K-I-L-L-E-N instead of K-E-E-L-A-N. Kara and Victoria, Kara Schillen, all these L-A-Ns, these Irish ladies who are joining me to hold the fort together.
I think Kara's German, right?
Oh, is she? Is that Schillen? A German name?
That's what they
with
tell
two
me.
N's?
Yeah.
Really? That's what they tell you. Who's they?
The people.
The people! That's good! All right, speaking of Germany, most people are talking about and wondering about this Berlin fiasco here. This truck that crowded its way into a market where there were hundreds of people on Tuesday. This was a 10-wheel van truck. Went into the crowd going about 60 miles an hour. And let's see, how many people at this point? 12, 13 people dead, another 50 or 60 injured, including some people from Israel, where I am. I was trying to find out if there are any Americans involved. Apparently not, but still makes big news because it appears to have all the throes some kind of a terrorist attack. And they yesterday arrested a Palestinian, and here it is again. You know, that's back to what we were talking about before. I'm sorry, a Pakistani. But, you know, that was a Freudian slip. But yet, that's what a lot of people think. You know, all these Middle Easterners, they're the same. What difference does it make? Whether a Pakistani or a Syrian or a Palestinian or a Lebanese, it's all the same. They're all crazy Muslims, and they're doing this kind of stuff. Well, they're all crazy, I can give you that. And unfortunately, most of them are Muslims, if not all of them, that are involved in this kind of stuff. So we come up with the same conclusion. Now, here is Germany. Remember that Germany is the hotbed in Europe of most of the Syrians who are going across the border to Syria is 200 miles from where I am, and they have this, there's a narrow, just where Israel comes together with Greece, and Syria sort of is up in there too. Jordan is just a little to the south. So they come across there, and then they go through Turkey and Greece and up into Europe, and there are more of these Syrian refugees in Germany than any place else. And so now people are wondering whether are there people from Pakistan who have migrated to Syria who are now moving up into Germany or into Europe. This whole area here, you can go all the way over to Afghanistan, and you come back through, if you will, the northern areas, but there's Iraq, and you see where Pakistan is, and India, if you look at a map. And all the Indians are not a problem. Pakistanis, there are some really crazed Pakistanis. And, you know, then you filter across through the northern areas, especially of Afghanistan, and into these seriously deserted areas. I mean, there's so much desert in this area. And it starts here, basically. The desert in Jordan goes all the way across into these other countries. Anyway, so you have these crazy people, and now the Germans are getting really upset about this, because I think this is a couple of these sorts of things have happened before. But because it's Christmas, and the Muslims think that the infidels ought not to be celebrating, but you know, I'll carry that one step further. There's a problem here with a Jewish university today. It's called Techni. I think it's, I'm going to spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it. T-E-C-H-N-I-O-N. Would you pronounce that Technion? Technion, I think.
Yeah, there's that would a, sound anyway. Right, I guess.
So it's an Israeli technical university where a lot of the sort of thing that we were talking about before, really serious people who are interested in technology go there. So yesterday, and it brings in students from all around the Middle East, not just from Israel. So yesterday, they have a student union that sets aside space for the various religious groups, the Jews and the Arabs and the Christians. So yesterday, a Christmas tree was put up inside the student union in this university, which is in Haifa. And sure enough, before the day was out, a rabbi, the rabbi who's the official rabbi for the Jewish students at the university, told the Jewish students not to go near the tree. And so a lot of the progressive Jewish kids who were at this got upset about it. The protest started. And I'm looking at a picture of an Arab girl and a Jewish girl, neither of them Christian, standing in front of the tree taking a selfie. And basically saying to the rabbi, up yours, rabbi. And but you see this sort of thing, and then you begin to understand the differential in philosophy for the educated, and does this sound elitist? I hope it doesn't. There are lots of Palestinians who don't get the kind of education that the Jewish kids get. The Israeli school system, as you can imagine, is top-notch. And most of the kids get a good, broad education. They aren't taught to hate the Palestinians. They're taught the history of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, as we ought to be taught the history of all kinds of religions and all kinds of ethnicities in America. Anyway, the Palestinian kids are not taught that. The schools teach them to hate the Jews starting in when they're 4 years old. And so this kind of nonsense goes on. But the older and the more serious or the more entrenched of all the religionists, like this rabbi must be, says, nope, you can't go near that tree because it represents Christianity and they're infidels and we don't want to have anything to do with them. So you see, they're dealing with this kind of stuff. These sort of fractions and these kind of made-up phony, in our estimation, I mean, these people take it very seriously and would probably be upset with me for saying what I'm saying. But come on, people. You're going to get upset because there's a Christmas tree in the student union and tell the Jewish students at the school not to go near it? That kind of thinking, exasperating. It's really exasperating. Anyway, all right, so I'm telling you some stories because I think there are they are these. Should I keep telling these stories, Victoria?
Why not?
Well, there's stories about, I'd be telling the same story. If the same thing happened in America and I found out about it, or even if I were doing the program in America and I saw this happen over here, I would tell the story because I think it's mindless nonsense.
It is. It's a shame that's a way of thinking still.
And gets in the way of what you've posted, what I sent in, the picture. I was in Jaffa last night having a birthday dinner with Larry Geller, and we went into the main square, and there sitting in the main square is a huge lighted Christmas tree.
It's beautiful,
and,
too.
Yeah, it's magnificent. There's a big Jewish population there. There's a big Christian population. There's a big Arab population. They all live together. There are some issues that come up from time to time, but this is an ecumenical time of the year, and the Christmas tree is beautiful. I thought it was wonderful. Anyway, food for thought here with DJV.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glamour in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Hand in hand, young and old, calm each other's fears. Christmas is almost here.
You are listening to the music of the one and only Carly Simon, and that's from her Christmas album, Christmas is Almost Here Again. And we are so honored and so excited to welcome Carly Simon. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk to you. So you have so much going on in your life and in your career right now. Your memoir, Boys in the Trees, which came out last year, was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, and it's now out in paperback just in time for holiday shopping. Hint, hint. What was the impetus behind sharing your life story with everyone?
I had always been a writer. I kept diaries from the age of about eight on, and so I have about 60 diaries around my, in and around my bookshelves and my drawers and everything. And I took to reading them about 3 or 4 years ago, and just to see what I could turn up on myself, or just to be inspired to write other songs, or just to see what were some of the themes of my life. And I took out the diaries, and they were so interesting to me, and I just thought, there's something so natural about them. I don't try to write in a certain style, or if I do have a style, it is my own style, and I'm not trying for something more glamorous or
right.
And so I just sort of wrote the story as I remembered it, and I remembered it because I had the little book notes that the what is it called when you have the notes from something so that you can take an exam quickly and you refer to the something.
Oh,
notes.
Cliff notes. Yeah.
Cliff notes.
I was very familiar with those in college.
Cliff notes of my life.
Right. And from the cliff notes of your life, did you learn anything about yourself that was surprising, or did you remember something that you had long forgotten?
I was able to put two and two together in a lot of areas. I mean, I think I write more than anything else about myself. my relationships with men, and starting with my relationship with my father, it set me off on a path for finding something that I could never seem to find, and trying to compensate for it in lots of other ways.
Which happens to a lot of women. Yeah, the relationship with your dad can really set the tone for the rest of your adult relationships with men.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
As is the case each hour at this time on this program, we have a musical interlude. It's just kind of a musical focus. Musical news, certainly in the Christmas season. We're only a few days away from Christmas. We get down to the bottom or the top of that list from Billboard magazine, the top 100 downloaded and played and requested tunes for Christmas. Number 13 belongs to Jimmy Durante. All right, ladies, do either of you know or remember or have heard of Jimmy Durante?
No, but I've heard the song.
No. Okay.
I thought this went to a movie.
It does.
I don't.
There's a show. There's a television show, sort of a movie. It's on every year, Frosty the Snowman. I can't remember whether Durante's version of this song is the one that's played in it, but somebody will call us at 888-302-DUG and tell us the story. Jimmy Durante was a very popular entertainer in the 40s, 50s, early 60s. Always wore a hat and had a huge nose and was just a character and a half. He was a very entertaining guy. Just a sweet character. Couldn't possibly exist in the world we live in today. It was too simple and sweet. I'm going to guess this guy, the version of the song we're listening to, he recorded was in his 70s. Just look at that. Fabulously popular. So, one era to another. I grew up on a lot of Jimmy Durante stuff, and so did my folks, actually. All right, next up on the musical hit parade here, informationally, those of you who remember the song Happy Together, which was probably the biggest hit the Turtles had. They had four or five albums that were very successful in the 60s. The fellas that made up the group, known as Flo and Eddie, have sort of taken it on the chin. They've been suing Sirius XM because they weren't getting any royalties for the songs that they recorded. For example, this one comes from 1967. Most of their stuff was in the 60s, early 70s. So the highest court in New York ruled yesterday that the owners of these recordings cannot make stations or outfits like Sirius XM pay for their use. And I don't understand the rationale here. Why is there a date that makes it right after a certain date? And I think it was 72.
Right. Isn't that weird?
You have to pay. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not right. This is. I would not use on the air the word or words that I would say applies to this ruling. It's a bad ruling.
Well, yeah, I always thought it was bizarre because Victoria, you worked there, and I interned at Sirius, and, you know, one of the things they always had us do was put information in, you know, whether something was before or after 1972.
72. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For this reason.
Yeah. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
I will withhold my comments on the conversations I was privy to about things like this and royalties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next up, Richard Marx, the singer, did not have a great flight on a Korean Air flight with his wife, Daisy Fuentes, who was a DJ on MTV, you may remember. Earlier. She was the first one on, I think, wasn't she?
She was more like in the 90s. I remember being a kid watching her. She wasn't the first generation of MTV VJs, but she was huge in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, she really... And I had no idea that she married Richard Marx.
I didn't either. I know. I took a plane ride with her once myself. She sat next to me. Interesting kid. Anyway, there was a passenger on this flight who became violent, beat up a couple of passengers and one of the crew members, and then this thing went on for hours, apparently, on the plane. I don't know why they didn't land it. He aided the flight attendants in taking down and restraining this guy. The crew, he described as completely ill-trained and ill-equipped to handle the situation. He was tweeting all about it. And
He was really angry. Look at his tweets. The fact that he felt he needed to intervene and get in there was terrible.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020. 800-616-5020.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And if you say
I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang, with the Kara Show, and also at the helm of our studio production services. Somebody sent me a note earlier, a focus. It actually happens to be somebody who's a colleague of mine who's listening and watching on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/DJV show and watch me in the studio here in Tel Aviv. One of the things, I'm looking at what this person sent along to me, and he was listening to me talk about the situation of the world and how I would see the perfect world. I mean, I guess in essence, that's what we were talking about heretofore. If you didn't hear it, you can go to hour number 3 and download it if you're curious enough. I was just talking about what it is that makes me wonder why we can't all just get along. What sort of things happen to people that make them so uninterested in what everybody else thinks except themselves? And he said that I have an ability to empathize with others, and that sort of shows, it allows me to work with a group or groups that I support. And you obviously support the Jewish state. He said you may discover that you are uniquely qualified to give aid and support to people in need because you understand their situations on an emotional level. I don't know that I give it that much thought, Frank. I don't analyze, and never really have, how I come across. I've had this sort of, Meredith said to me when she first started to get to know me, do you realize how many people you impact? The thousands of people that have come to the farm, how many animals you've raised, millions of people that have been listening to me on the radio over the years. No, I don't. I don't think about it that way. I think that I'm talking actually to Meredith, or I'm talking to Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. I'm not thinking about the larger scope of this, which I think is the best way for me to approach it, because I think when you talk to the masses, you change your approach. Radio is an extraordinarily personal medium that depends on having a connection one-on-one. The people who are listening to this program right now want to think that I'm talking just to them. And I don't know that I was ever really conscious of that, but that's sort of the style that I've developed over the years. So when I talk about things that I have empathy for, like the situation with the Arab women here in the Middle East, and whatever the problem is at home. You know, I said something to somebody last night. No, I said it today. We were at Herod's castle. I was walking down the hill with my guide, and we were talking about the situation. Israel has its poverty. It has its homeless. It has the same sort of problems that every other progressive society has and acknowledges it. And he said, well, America has been so helpful to so many people over the years, they've given money to this, and under this administration we've done that to help other people. I said, yeah, but there's still 14 million people who are homeless in America. There are millions of kids who go to bed starving every night. And so I don't understand, frankly. I'd like to help everybody everywhere, but I'd like to make sure the people at home are taking what's so unusual. Why is it that we have all this money that's being given to all these people who are coming to our country from other places, and we're not taking care of the people who are already here that are legitimate? And that's another thing this guy talks about, my empathy for things like that, or my annoyance with it. It's legion. I'm happy to help people as long as we can say that we've taken care of our own first. And I don't think that's the case. You know, it'd be interesting to see if it changes over the next couple of years. But am I right, or am I the only one here who feels that way? I feel very strongly about it, but I wonder if I'm on the right path.
You're always on the right path, Doug. Well, let's not get crazy.
All right. Too much serious. Sports news, although this is serious, Craig Sager's funeral brought out a lot of colorful personalities. I wonder what you thought of either of the two of you, Jennifer or Victoria, saw any of the story. This is a guy that played for the NBA, died last Thursday after he had been found to have leukemia. But apparently it was quite a festive affair.
Yeah, lots of colorful outfits, and
that was his signature, right?
Yes, yeah, the very loud suits with all types of patterns and everything. So everyone dressed.
He was the announcer. For those of you who don't remember, he worked for TNT most recently during their games, but he had character written all over him.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Carolina. Players from most teams were there and paid tribute to the guy.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
Cute.
I guess one of the attendees, before he died, one of the attendees said, hey, he said to him, what are you going to wear to my funeral? And this is Randy Mickler, by the way, senior pastor at Mount Bethel. He said, a black robe. And Craig Sager said, no. So the pastor wore a purple jacket in his life, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, they have a basketball. I didn't know that. Did you know they have a professional basketball team here in Jerusalem? They have.
Cool.
We drove by the stadium this morning. I was talking about the soccer stadium the other day, right next to it, and I didn't see this. It's a big basketball stadium. They play basketball. I've never seen a professional basketball player in America that was from Israel. Have you? We've seen them from Czechoslovakia, the Eastern countries, but never have I seen one.
There are Americans who play in that league.
I think you're right. I think it's turned the other way around.
Yeah.
I think you're right about that. So there's Victoria. Look at that, Jennifer. Victoria knows her stuff.
Well, when you live with a sports producer, you just sort of learn things through osmosis, I think.
Yeah. All right, we're going to, in a moment, spend some time talking to a fellow who's had some very interesting experiences. His family is from Syria. He is Jewish, and he grew up in Brooklyn.
Wow, that's a mix. Covering all corners of the globe, right?
Covering all corners. We'll talk to Murray Mizrahi in just a moment here on DJV. This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's a name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183, or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, here we are. Let me look at the clock here. 44 after the hour. DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Murray Mizrachi, who, under the impression, is a very interesting character. I'm told, Murray, I haven't met you, even though I'm staying at your hotel, the Inbal, which is a great place I have found. I've stayed there three times in my visits to Israel, and each time I get a better room. I must be moving up in the world. They're very comfortable.
So come again.
I said,
see what you get.
All right, yeah, well, I'll come again and I'll stay on the roof. So, first of all, congratulations are in order. I understand you have a new baby today. Is that right?
That is correct. And that's actually why I'm not in the hotel today. So good things happening all around, you know, the holiday season and a new baby. What could be better?
Yep. Congratulations to you. You're one of the many people who have come from the States, if I understand it, to work in Israel. If I have your family tree correctly, you are a Syrian-born Jew that moved to New York and lived in Brooklyn. Is that right? Am I warm?
I'm actually not born in Syria, although my family is from Syria. Many of my family and friends, though, so my cousins and friends growing up in school, were actually born in Syria and grew up in Syria, then emigrated to the United States in the 90s.
So, if you don't mind, just give me 60 seconds before we talk about Jerusalem during this Holy Week, because that's why I came this week, because I wanted to see what the Holy Week was like in Israel. But as you have Syrian connections, family, friends, that sort of thing, what's going on with you and your family as you look at the plight of perhaps the people that you know in Syria?
Well, for many people in my family that were intimately familiar with the neighborhoods that we're seeing on TV, they're just appalled. I mean, they see neighborhoods that they grew up in, and they're completely destroyed, demolished. And it's just tragic. It's a tragic loss of human life, of a city that was once very vibrant.
Yeah, it seems so needless as well. Well, we've had that problem certainly all over the world. The problem has existed here in Israel. Thank heavens it doesn't now. As a matter of fact, a lady in my life didn't want to come with me. I wanted to bring her over here, but she didn't think it was safe. I said, that's nonsense. It'll be the most safe place to be, actually, during Holy Week. And certainly, as I've looked around, it lays claim to that. Jerusalem is beautiful. How is this year different, or is it, than other years you've experienced here during the Holy Week?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, there's the story that we see in the news, and then there's the real story. If you want
right.
to see the real Israel story, I can tell you I'm sitting in the maternity ward right now in an Israeli hospital, and it's just absolutely amazing. You see people from all creeds and backgrounds working together as staff and as doctors, and also being treated together. It's Arabs, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and it's something unique, I think, in the Middle East, and probably in the world.
And so how does that help I was down in Jaffa last night, and there's a huge Christmas tree there, and we walked over into the old city of Jerusalem the other day, into that Lutheran church, the German Lutheran church, and took some pictures of what was going on to celebrate Christmas. What's the mood or the sharing and sort of caring that goes on? Do the Jewish residents of Jerusalem pay attention to the Christian residents at this time of year?
Absolutely. I mean, well, first of all, being in the hotel business, I have to tell you that all the cities, whether it's Jaffa, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, they prepare for a huge influx of tourists and pilgrims. And it's to celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it is, but everybody's coming to Jerusalem to celebrate because there's something special about Jerusalem. And you just feel it in the air. I think that it's hard not to realize that there's something special going on, no matter what denomination you're from, and it's just remarkable. I mean, I walked this morning past the YMCA. I mean, absolutely beautiful what they do there every year, and it's really about people coming together and celebrating, and it's just a wonderful time to be here.
I'm just thinking to myself, when I drove by the YMCA, I had forgotten how big it is. People say, what are you talking about, a YMCA in Jerusalem? But it just shows you how it was, you know, it's been there for quite a long time. It's quite a large one and quite a beautiful one. So just another example of how ecumenical this area is and what a great place to come if you want a vacation this time of year, I think, anyway. I'm happy to be here. Murray, congratulations again on your new job. Murray Mizrachi here, head of marketing at the Inbal Hotel in Jerusalem.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Now, 53 after the hour, we find ourselves in Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. The Cubans are trying to get people like me and you to come to Cuba. And I said to one of my assistants today in an email, because we were talking about the next trip, these people... When I was in England, people said, well, do you take a lot of these trips? I said, well, it depends on the year. This year, I find myself more interested in traveling and bringing you stories from here, there, and everywhere. That's why I went to England, but I didn't tell you many stories because I wasn't on the air by design. But this is by design, me being on the air from Israel. And I think that the next stop is to do a trip to Cuba.
I'm just going to say one thing. If you do not take me with you, you and I are no longer friends.
Oh, really?
Dead serious about that.
That's like a threat. All right, well, anyway, the story
is a threat.
We'll
I will
see.
Quit, we'll, and I will, we'll and I will meet you there and harass you.
Well, we'll see what we can arrange.
I am dying to go to Cuba.
Now, here, the story today is, though, that a couple of thousand Cubans are going to have internet access. One of the big problems with Cuba is they are not in the 21st century, not even in the 20th century when it comes to communication abilities. This is a big step, one of the lowest online connectivity rates in the world in Cuba. Only the people who were at the top of the rung when it came to politics and bureaucracy and government had it. Now they're trying to get Wi-Fi hotspots here or there to get people online. And as soon as they can get some sort of really good reliable internet, I'll go down and do maybe, I don't know, a week, maybe a couple of days from Cuba, we'll see. But the story here is that the trial is on. They're trying to get, and they are apparently successful, at least in a couple thousand homes for the next couple of months. They're going to be trying internet access. I think it's fairly easy once you get a company in there, but the
right.
They have been very restrictive in what they have allowed. But now if you want to get people to come, you got to have internet access. And so let's see.
Isn't that interesting that Castro's barely cold and now internet hits 2,000 homes? I mean, that's interesting to me, the timing of it.
Barely cold.
Great. Yeah.
Facebook and LinkedIn in a moment from Victoria. I'm Doug, and it's 55 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Ready for girls' night out?
Can't. Gotta finish my holiday shopping.
How about girls' night out at Ulta Beauty? It's the place for picking up fab last-minute gifts for everyone on our list. And ourselves, too. Let the gifting begin and end with Tarte eyeshadow palettes, limited edition Philosophy Bests, or Hot Tools curling irons.
Best girls' night ever?
Hurry into Ulta Beauty for ready-to-go gifts or gorgeous gift cards for all your favorite beauty lovers. This holiday, there's only one place to get glam and get gifts. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
All right, let's get at it here. 56 after the hour with Talk Tech. Either or, you can use it any way you want, folks. Facebook news. What's the scoop, Victoria?
Well, this is for Android users. Bob often accuses me of only talking about iPhones, so here's an Android story just for Bob. Bob's our general manager, in case you don't know. So Android users around the world will be able to add color to the backgrounds of their text posts on Facebook, and this is actually happening right now. Instead of just having a standard white background, they have a whole new color palette that it goes from yellow to green and deep blue and purple, and you can really add a lot of color. And you'll start seeing this now on your Facebook news feed. You'll see that other people are posting in color, so your whole screen will be lit up like a Christmas tree. And this will eventually roll out to iOS and Apple users, but right now Android got it first.
All right, those of you who belong to LinkedIn, and I'm one of those, there is a possibility that your your account has been hacked. What's going on there?
Yeah, LinkedIn owns several other sites that are sort of under the umbrella of LinkedIn. Lynda.com is an online learning platform. You can go on, sign on, and you can learn all types of skills, computing and all different things. They had 9.5 million accounts were compromised, and apparently the hackers got data information like your name, your email address, and a lot of the courses that you've been taking. So all of that has been compromised. Now, they do say that they have reset the passwords for 55,000 accounts. They are notifying people. It's better go in today, reset your password if you're a user of Lynda.com.
It's always the way to handle most of these things that are problems like that. Reset your passwords and be a little more creative than hello 123 or whatever the heck it is that you're using.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.